Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. I literally feel like I haven't recorded in forever because my last two episodes I did like 2 weeks ago. So I'm kind of trying to get back into the vibes, you know? And also it's currently 8:43 a.m. on a Friday morning. So my voice is a little crusty, but I've had a super busy week and this is really the only time I have to record. But I'm just happy that I'm still able to post and keep up with everything. Okay, so let's just get into the best and worst of the week. So for the best of the week, it's just that this week I focused a lot on self-care and I did a lot of reading. I think I finished one book. I can't remember if it was two, but I did a lot of reading on my Kindle, as you all probably know and are tired of me saying this. But my Kindle is my absolute favorite thing in the entire world. I'm so obsessed with it. It's the best. Yeah. And I did like a skincare, hair care, self-care day earlier in the week. I took a shower. I did this really nice hair mask. And I hadn't used it since the summer, I don't think. So it was really nice. It smelled really good. It made my hair super soft, pretty shiny, and it was just really good. And I've just been wearing some comfy clothes. And actually, I finally got my hoodie, or not hoodie, I don't know what they're called, crew neck sweatshirt thing. Yeah, that's probably it. From All Things Lillianne, and it says Funky Fresh, and I'm actually obsessed. It's so comfy. I got it in the mail last night and I literally slept with it and now I'm wearing it today. You know, just gonna keep it on. And I also got these really cute stickers. They're on my computer right now and one says girl boss and I don't know. Usually I hate the word girl boss just cause like, I don't know why I have to say girl, but I mean, it looks really cute and you know, whatever. So I've also been watching a lot of Netflix. I watched a super good show. I mentioned it on one of my stories earlier in the week. I don't remember when, but it's called Alias Grace and it's really good. I've been loving that show. And then also Peaky Blinders I've been watching. Both are super good and it's just been kind of nice to take some time to chill and I don't know. I need that extra time because I feel like I get so burnt out during the week. It's really nice at night just to take some time to myself. And I also FaceTimed a friend this week and we hadn't talked in a while. So it was really nice just to talk to her. We laughed a lot and that made my day. So I'm super happy that I got to do that. So for the worst of my week, it wasn't like one thing. Just that I was kind of tired pretty much all week. But it was an overall good week. Just slightly exhausting. My whole school is now online, so we've been having to adjust to that. And I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I was actually doing online for my school before this, but now the entire school is doing it. It's kind of confusing, but yeah, so that's been different and trying to get used to that. Our schedules are pretty monotonous. I just looked that up on Google Translate so I could pronounce it right. But it's just because for the week, instead of having a different schedule every day, we only have two schedules for the whole week. So it feels like it's the same day over and over again. And it's kind of exhausting. And on Thursday and Friday, we use the Friday schedule. And I hate my Friday schedule so much. It's so bad. And it's not a vibe. But you know, it's okay because we're doing a pod episode, so I'm not going to talk about that. And also, right now I'm recording like a little time-lapse video for the Instagram stories. So I'm just going to wave and say hi. Hi! Okay, no one will probably remember that video, but it'll probably have been on my stories on like last Friday or something. So I'm just trying to do that because I really want to show more behind-the-scenes stuff because I put a question on my story asking what people wanted to see on the stories a lot of you said more behind the scenes stuff, so I'm trying to do that. It's honestly really hard to remember. And I mean, what I do isn't that exciting, and it's pretty much the same every week, but I'm still trying to show it and find different ways to show it in like creative manner that isn't always boring or just like a picture of me editing on Anchor or something, you know? Okay, anyway, done with that. Let's just get into the actual topic because that's why you're here. And yeah, so I just wanted to talk about social media this week and just go into which ones I like, which ones I don't, tips for spending less time on your phone, and tips to make you feel better about yourself and more confident. And I just wanted to talk about this because for my English class, I'm actually writing an essay about Instagram. It's related to some hypothesis made by a philosopher, but yeah, whatever. But so I was just, that was in my mind, so I was like, why don't I just talk about social media, because I had that on my list of ideas. So I was like, why not? And also, I didn't really know what I wanted to do this week. I have the rest of the episodes planned for the month, or not really planned, but you know, like ideas. I don't plan that far ahead, but just, you know, stuff. I feel so out of practice recording. Sorry if I'm a little awkward. It's just kind of funky, you know. Okay, but anyway, moving on to the quote of the week, because we love quotes. Pinterest is my new BFF. Kidding, always have loved her. Queen. Okay, but anyway, the quote is, self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time. And so I just think this is like a big like fuck you to all negative, demeaning thoughts you might have about yourself or that other people might put on upon you. And I just think I really like this, and I don't have much to say about it, just that I liked it, and I think it relates to this week's episode, just because I'll be talking about how Instagram can affect our self-confidence and how it creates comparison between us and other users, whether it be between how many followers you have or what you look like or what you've been up to, just how Instagram kind of fuels all of that. And also, the font of this quote literally looks like the Chick-fil-A chicken one, you know, where the cows hold the signs that says like eat more chicken or something. I think that's what it says, but that's what this font looked like. And I may or may not have chosen this quote just because of the font. We don't know. Who knows? Definitely did not do that. Okay, but let's just get into it. So don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And we're just gonna start off with Instagram because, I mean, that is the social media I'm pretty active on that you guys would see me on. So let's just do that first. So for Instagram, I'm not really active on my personal account. I mean, I do have one, but I haven't really used it since this summer. I really don't like scrolling on my personal account on Instagram. It makes me kind of feel bad. I don't like seeing what other people are doing or like super pretty people. And it's not like I follow models or anything, because I could not do that. That would be very bad for my mental health. But just like people I know. And I don't really like looking at it. I feel like I don't need to know that much about someone else's life. I don't need to know, like, that you went to Starbucks and got an iced mocha or something. Like, I don't care. And no thank you. So I only really use Instagram because of the podcast. And honestly, I probably would have deleted Instagram if it wasn't for the podcast, because I really have no use for it besides like promoting the pod, making a social media presence for this, I guess you could call, brand. I don't know, people use brand when things aren't brand, like a brand. So we're just going to call that my social media presence, right? And I really like using Instagram for the podcast because it's really fun just connecting with other podcasters and listeners. And that, I think, is a more supportive environment than like a personal account Instagram, when people are all just trying to post like bikini pics or whatever. Don't get me wrong, that's like me, but I mean, I'm just not about that vibe. Also, I feel like for a personal account, I feel so pressured to post like a lot, and honestly, I don't do that much or really have any pictures of myself on my phone. I mean, honestly, most of the pictures on my phone are like screenshots, graphics for my Instagram, or pictures of my family, or random screenshots of my friends on like FaceTime or something. Or my dog, of course. We love Tilly. Tilly, we love her. But really, I don't really take photos of myself, so Instagram kind of just seems pointless. Now, my personal account, I mean, I follow a lot of like stores and things, so it's nice to see what new closes, but also that's probably bad for like related to like money stuff and shopping. So I mean, I guess that's good that I haven't been on that, because I haven't been buying stuff as much. But I mean, on Black Friday, I bought myself a bunch of stuff because I told my parents that I wanted to buy my own birthday gifts, because you know how a lot of the times if you get presents, it's like a bunch of random things that you don't really need or really want? Well, at least that's in my family, and I just feel bad because I don't like having a bunch of shit lying around everywhere. This like probably sounds really inconsiderate, but it kind of just stresses me out, and I feel like I have to use it even if I don't like it, and then I feel bad if I have to return it. So it's honestly just better for me to do my own gifts, and my parents were happy with that. They were like, sure, whatever. I mean, it's probably spending less money me getting stuff that I want compared to like them getting something, because I pretty much only got some stuff from Glossier, all things Lilian, like I talked about, and then I got some earrings and then two shirts from Whatever Lola, but I haven't gotten those yet. Oh, I also got a shirt from American Eagle, but like that's it. It's pretty much just like clothes stuff, so it's not really expensive. It's not like I'm asking for like an iPad or something, you know? So I think my parents were happy with that. They were fine with that. And relating back to why I don't really use my personal account, it's just because I feel like it makes me compare myself more to like other people. And I mean, on Instagram you can find some really beautiful people. I mean, there's a bunch of models, there's just pretty people in general, or like content creators. A lot of content creators are super pretty, they have super nice photos, they're edited really well, and it makes me a little self-conscious, you know? But I don't really like the personal account. Also, I kind of feel weird when people comment like, oh my gosh, this is so cute, oh my gosh, she looks so good. And then it's like, what do you say to that? Because like, I don't know, like, thanks. Or I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, no, that's all you, gorgeous, or whatever. Like, I don't know. So then I feel pressure to reply to everyone's comment, and then it's weird when it's not one of your friends. I even had one like random person who I did not know but went to a school that I knew of, that I don't even know how this person followed me, but I was so confused, and I never met this person. I literally blocked them because I was like, who is this? But anyway, so I also think that I don't only compare myself on my personal account but also on the pod account, just because it's really easy to compare yourself to other creators and think that you're behind, especially when you're just starting out. I remember when I started my Instagram account in August, I would look at all these other podcast accounts and be like, oh my gosh, they have like 500 followers, or they have like 3,000 followers and I only have like 50 or whatever. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm so behind, when literally I just got like the account that week. But I think that Instagram just makes it always seem like you're super behind, and that you need to catch up, and that there's always more that you need to do. And I mean, it's easy to, like, when you and someone else started an account at the same time, but let's say they have more followers than you, it's easy to think that maybe your account isn't as good. And I think that's not true, but that's just, like, kind of how sometimes I feel. And that's why I just like to take some breaks from social media, and why I pretty much purely use the podcast account for business stuff. I guess if you could call this a business, I don't know, whatever. And I think this also relates to, like, imposter syndrome and stuff, how Instagram makes it feel like maybe you have all these followers, but you feel like you don't deserve it, or you don't really know why. I mean, I recently hit 1,000 followers, and honestly, I was slightly confused, because it's, I know a lot of people follow me just so I'll follow them back, but I think it's really interesting to see, like, how many people are actually interested in your content, or, like, the actual podcast that I do. And I'm sure a lot of, like, the majority of people who follow me don't listen to the podcast, but I mean, it's still nice that they support my Instagram. I mean, that always helps, but yeah. So next I want to talk about TikTok, kind of jamming this one in the middle between Instagram and Snapchat, because TikTok, okay, TikTok is my favorite fucking social media. I'm so obsessed with it, okay? This is the only social media I use for fun. And I mean, it's great. You have funny videos, you have hot boys, and it's just the best, okay? Best of both worlds. It's my favorite. I'm obsessed. I spend way too long on it. And I've had it since 2018. I got it, I think, right when Musical.ly changed to TikTok. And all my friends made so much fun of me for it. They're like, oh my god, Carmen, why do you have TikTok? It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And like 6 months later, they all had it. But I just think it's funny that I've had it for that long. And since then, I mean, I've gone viral on TikTok like once. Proudest moment of my life. No, I'm kidding. It was kind of cool though. It was also really weird because I was like, this is kind of nerve-wracking that this many people are seeing this. And in the video, it was so crusty and just like so cringy. But I mean, whatever. It was kind of cool. And I guess you could say I was ahead of like the TikTok being cool trend. So come at me. But my friends all made fun of me for having it. As I said, they were like, this is so stupid. And now every single one of my friends are just so obsessed with it. And I like TikTok because I feel like depending on what you're interested in, it'll make your feed based on that. So like if you're liking only funny videos, you're only going to see like funny videos or memes. Then if you're liking like dance videos, you're going to see that. So I think that's really cool compared to like Instagram where it's just like a bunch of pretty people, you know. I mean, I guess it's like the same thing in a way, but my For You page is pretty much just like a mixture of like weird memes and then like boys. And I would say I use TikTok mostly to follow a bunch of random boys. Is that a little creepy? Maybe. Who cares? Literally what? But TikToks are like fun to make. I think I have over 1,000 drafts. That could be a little concerning, you know, it could be, but we're not going to tackle that topic today. But I just wanted to put TikTok in the middle just to like lighten the load between Instagram and Snapchat, I really don't like both of those. So TikTok, such a good app. Whoever created it, you are amazing. And I'm obsessed with you. But anyway, so moving on to Snapchat. So I actually deleted Snapchat and no longer use it. I think I deleted it the beginning of the school year because it was really giving me bad anxiety, just because I would feel so stressed out about keeping up with people, keeping streaks or whatever, and I couldn't really do it, and I just felt like there was also no point. I was like, it didn't make sense for me why I would Snapchat a bunch of people and just send pictures back and forth when I send like my face or like text and someone else sends like a picture of a ceiling. Like, I don't want to talk to your ceiling. I just always thought it was so weird. And then, I mean, ever since like freshman year, I've had my Snapchat notifications turned off just because I really don't like hearing the beep of a notification. I mean, it like attaches me to my phone, and also it stresses me out. It's too much. My phone is always on do not disturb. A lot of people get mad about me for it, especially my mom, whenever she texts and I don't respond. But it's just because I don't see it and I can't really have the notifications. I mean, like for Instagram, I have all my notifications turned off because that would just be like way too much, especially for like when I post and it's showing a notification for every like you get. I mean, that's just unnecessarily like really annoying, you know? And I mean, I go on Instagram often enough that I don't need to have like notifications reminding me to go back on there, because I mean, I have to keep up with it just because like for the podcast or whatever. So going back to Snapchat, because that's the one we're on, I really dislike everything about Snapchat, and I don't like Snap Maps. Those really creep me out. I think it's weird that you can see where people are. And also, I think stories are weird because it's like, why do you need to know what someone is doing during their day? Like, I don't want to know like what a random person from a different school who's in a different grade from me in a different state is doing, or like what their favorite Xbox game is. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care about that stuff. And so freshman year really started like me, I was pretty much obsessed with Snapchat, and I used it all the time. When I had a boyfriend, that's where we would talk most of the time, and in general, that's where I would talk to most of my friends, and I became really obsessed with it. So my best friend at the time and I, we both were having a sleepover, and we were talking about how we waste so much time on our phones and waste so much time just going on Snapchat or whatever. So we decided to do a week social media cleanse. I was really worried about this because I had a boyfriend, and that's where we talked most of the time, which I mean, little red flag right there. Am I right? Okay. But anyway, so she was fine with it. She was doing great, but I could not keep off social media. I would literally go on other people's phones. I would re-download it. I would go on Instagram on my laptop. And I think that's when I realized that I kind of had a problem with it. And I mean, at the time I was like, meh, whatever, like I can do without it. But I really couldn't. And I think that's kind of a scary thought, that I was so reliant on it. And I mean, since then, I haven't been using it as much. I mean, sophomore year, I used it fairly often, but I turned off my notifications, so I wasn't going on it as much. Junior year, I haven't used it at all, and I'm trying to be on just social media less. I mean, Snapchat, I don't use. Instagram, just for the pod. TikTok, I will continue to use. I like TikTok. And I mean, I only go on TikTok for like max an hour a day, so I mean, that's not that bad. But Snapchat was just really unhealthy for me, and I just had to, you know, like cut it out. So say you're like me and you're in a spot where you've been noticing your screen time is going up. You've been wasting hours a day scrolling through Instagram, snapping random people, making TikToks, whatever, and you want to spend less time on your phone because you've been getting behind, maybe in school or whatever, wasting your time. And so you want to spend less time on social media, on your phone. So I'm going to share my tips for you. And also, I want to preface this by saying that I, of course, still am on my phone, like, a good amount of time. So I'm not here to say, like, you shouldn't be using your phone at all, you shouldn't be going on social media at all, because that is probably just not realistic, and I feel like there's no point in me saying that. But I mean, I just pulled up my phone right now and my screen time average is like 3 hours, so I mean, that's kind of a lot. But also, if yours is like way higher than mine, don't worry, mine is only around 3 hours, just because I spend most of my screen time on my laptop, since I like to watch Netflix. That's where I waste a lot of my time, Netflix, and then like school, of course. And also, has anyone else's eyes been like slightly dying from online school? Because I get the worst headaches. Okay, not related. Going back, how to spend less time on social media. Okay, one, turn off your notifications or delete the app. I suggest you start off by turning off the notifications, maybe putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. If you don't want to do that, then put it on silent mode so it just vibrates or whatever. But your notifications will continue to make you keep checking your phone. So I would say turn them all off, like the ones that show up on your, I don't know what it's called, right when you open your phone before you type in your password, that screen, lock screen, yeah. And then like the notifications that show how many you have in the corner of the app, take those away. It's like really, you're gonna want to go on the app if you see like 27 in a little red circle at the top of Snapchat. So I mean, just turn that off. And I think this will really help just only going on the app when you actually want to go and not just like unconsciously opening it because you got a notification, which I mean, it's not your fault. It's just like how phones and social media was made to get you back on the app. So I mean, just playing into the system. You can also move your apps into folders so you have to search for them and there isn't easy access. So I say this one just because I know that if you have like Snapchat or Instagram right up on your front page, just sitting there or at the bottom where you can pick like four apps on your iPhone or whatever, then you're automatically going to click on it just because Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all of those have really bright eye-catching colors and you're going to be drawn to them. It's also going to become habit, especially if those are what you always click on. I mean, I noticed that when I open my phone, just like whatever, the first thing I always click on is TikTok or Instagram. And I mean, that's not good, so I need to work on that. But I mean, it's just because the apps are super brightly colored, so they draw your eye, and also you unconsciously just open it. I mean, I've had times where I click on the app, and then I'm so confused how I even got there, because I didn't remember it, and I didn't mean to open the app. Or let's say I wanted to open, like, Google Classroom for school or something, I would probably first like open Instagram or TikTok and then be like, oh shit, like I need to do Google Classroom. But it just becomes like a habit. So to make that like better, I guess you can either put the apps on a different page. I really suggest putting them in a folder, maybe not on the first page of the folder. I have all my social media and like Netflix, things like that in a folder. And it really helps just so it's not like the first thing you see. And also, if you're worried about, like, similar stuff, I think I talked about this in a previous episode. I honestly don't remember. I know I wrote about it in a blog post, but I'll just touch on it quickly here. But you can turn your phone to make it all black and white, and you can make, like, a shortcut to it. So you just have to, like, click three times on the off button of your phone. And, this makes it so that the colors won't grab your attention, so you'll actually be going into the app that you want to go to. And at first this can be a little confusing because, I mean, for me, I usually just look at the color, but this is really helpful. I like to do this during the school day just so when I'm sitting here during online school in front of my computer, I can't just like grab my phone and I won't immediately open Instagram or open TikTok. And I have a blog post about this, so I'll leave that in the description because it talks about like how to do this, because at the moment, honestly, don't remember. And yeah, but I will find that blog post for you. So you can do that color thing and that also helps. And you can also try to make some new habits. You can trade scrolling through Instagram with something else. So something that when you're bored and tired, you just replace it with. For example, I like to read, walk around, grab a snack. I mean, of course, I'm not perfect. And every time I want to go on my phone, I don't just like grab a book because no. I mean, everything just needs to be in moderation. I feel like I touch on this on a lot of episodes, but it's all about balance. And I mean, you can't like deprive yourself of your phone at first. I mean, it's like if you're trying to eat less sugar, you're not just going to stop eating sugar altogether one day, because then the next day you're just going to want it more. So, I mean, it's all about like just being on it a little bit, but I mean, you don't have to be on it all day. You don't need to sit there all day. And you can make new habits that are easy. And also, you can set screen time. I mean, you can do that. Set limits for your phone. I mean, I have an hour limit on Instagram. And I mean, I did this in the Instagram app, so it doesn't like shut off the app, but it just shows a notification so I can be like, oh, I've been on Instagram for an hour. I probably need to put it away for a bit. Even if like I'm gonna go on it later, it's still nice to be aware of how long I've been on something, because it's easy to forget and just be on there for a few hours and then not even think about it. So I think it's important to get screen time just so you can be aware of how much you spend on your phone, and also where you focus most of your energy on your phone, because then you can tackle those apps first. I mean, for me, it's probably just like TikTok and Instagram. But as I said, it's like not that bad. Like, I'm gonna look at one of the days. Yeah. So Instagram, I spend around like a little over an hour, TikTok around an hour, and those are my highest. But also, if you have games, you can try to spend less time on those or whatever. And I mean, I know how hard this can be, but also I think it's important not to obsess over the screen time, because I've done this before where I try to get my screen time, like, okay, I'm gonna get it under 2 hours. And that makes me all day obsess about not going on my phone. So then I end up spending more time on a screen, such as my laptop, watching Netflix, because instead of watching TikToks, I'm going to be watching a show on Netflix. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had less than 2 hours of screen time on my phone when literally I spent the majority of the day sitting in front of my laptop. So don't obsess over screen time. I mean, just use it to become aware of some of your habits. And also, I mean, you can make goals of how long you want to spend on your phone, but I would start off like, if your screen times on your phone is like 6 hours, try to make it 5 hours and 30 minutes or whatever. Just go down slowly, because if you try to do like 2 hours the next day, that's just not going to happen, and you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. And also, it's just like, that's not realistic, and we have to be realistic and kind to ourselves and understand that it takes some time to build new habits, and we can't just start something immediately the next day. And we all need to take time, become aware of that, be kinder to ourselves. So the next tips that I just wanted to share were just for dealing with comparison and insecurities on social media. So I just wanted to say, like, first of all, I mean, probably some of it, this I'm saying, you're all probably like, yeah, we know. But social media presents the best and happiest versions of yourself, of myself. So don't be fooled by it. And I think it's important to take social media in with or through moderation and with a critical eye, because once you realize this, it makes things seem not so bad, because people are just trying to share the highlights of their life. On stories, people are going to talk about how good something is going on. Most people wouldn't talk about like something they did wrong or something that hasn't gone so well, or maybe they just had an average boring day. They were just watching Netflix sitting in their sweats all day. I mean, like, people don't post about that because that's considered boring, or no one wants to hear about that. Instagram's all about doing exciting things, happy things, the best things, looking your prettiest, doing traveling to the most beautiful places, whatever. So don't be fooled by it. I know this is easier said than done, and that I still struggle with this especially, but it's important to just recognize this. I think that's a mindset shift we all need to make when going on apps like Instagram. And also, if you feel that you compare yourself a lot on social media, try unfollowing those accounts that just make you feel bad about yourself. I mean, if you follow a lot of models, that's probably not the best for your mental health. So try unfollowing the ones that make you feel a little insecure or feel like you need to deprive yourself of something, because that's not healthy. And social media is meant to be for fun, to be used for business, whatever. It's not meant to like compare, to create comparison among other people. And I mean, this is why I don't really follow models and stuff, but I have a lot of friends and know a lot of girls that do, and then they're like, oh, well, I saw Gigi Hadid did this, or Gigi Hadid wore that, or whatever. That's literally the only model person's name that I know, so, like, whatever, just using her as an example. I'm sure she's great, but just, like, things like that, it sets unrealistic standards, especially since most of these people are very wealthy and have access to all the most luxurious brands and makeup products and people who can do their hair, their makeup, their clothes. And I mean, the average person doesn't have this, so it's not really fair to compare yourself to someone who has access to everything that can enhance their own beauty. And also, don't take social media so seriously. I mean, it's just for fun. I think it's important to really think about why you have social media and if it's actually serving you. So I just deleted Snapchat because it wasn't benefiting me. There was nothing that I was getting out of it. There was really no reason for me to keep it. I mean, I only had it because everyone else had it. My friends had it and they were using it all the time. So I was like, I should be using it all the time, which I mean, you don't need it. You don't need to take it so seriously. You don't like it, don't keep it. Also, it's meant to be for fun. So if you're not using it for fun, or let's say for a business, then really what's the point? I mean, there's really no reason you should have something unless you enjoy it and or it's helping you out in some way. So I would say just try to become aware of why you have social media and just think about that throughout this week and recognize how these apps are serving you and maybe what you might need to do to fix it, or if you need to make an adjustment about what apps you're using or how much time you spend on the apps. And also, an important point, or something important to point out, is that jealousy in any way, shape, form, whatever, does nothing to benefit you, okay? And I mean, there's really no point. I mean, I know it's human nature to see someone beautiful and be like, oh, I wish I looked like that. Or to see someone in a relationship and be like, oh, I wish I had that. But I mean, you're perfect the way you are. You're still growing. We're all still growing. And as I said, social media presents the best versions of people. And also, a lot of the times, probably what people wish they were like and wish what they could be like all the time. So not everything is so truthful in that way. I know it's easy to point out like and say don't be jealous of other people, but I mean, I guess that's kind of my point, but I don't know. I mean, I'm jealous of a lot of things, but I think it's just important to remember that it's doing nothing to benefit you. I mean, if you think about it, I heard this in the Seriously Not Serious podcast. They were talking about comparison and things, and they're talking about some of their friends and how their friends started their own small businesses and how they were super proud of them, but it made them feel like they should be doing more, or that they weren't good enough with what they were doing. And I think I can totally relate to that. And it's like you're jealous of someone else, but I mean, you're still proud of your friends for doing it. And also, I think it's important, like, if you think about it, I mean, most of the time, if my friend does something great, I'm not jealous of them. I'm, like, so happy for them. I'm like, great job. Like, you're killing it. And I think that's interesting because on social media, it makes things seem so different. Like, that same friend, I could be like, oh my gosh, they're bragging. I can't believe they would post about that. But then in person, I'm congratulating them. So I think that's just the environment that social media is, like, Instagram just creates. So that's just like important to remember, and just think about how you actually think when your friend tells you something great or that they did. Like, how do you feel? And if you feel jealous all the time, maybe take a step back and think about why that is. So just think about like how, like why you're jealous. Maybe you could write it down, explain why you might be feeling this way. Maybe you feel like you're inadequate, you haven't been doing enough, you're not pretty enough, but why? I think that's for everyone on their own to figure out, and I don't think there's one reason for why this is. And yeah, also, if you want to like feel, you know, better about yourself, write yourself some love letters or words of encouragement about things that you like about yourself. I mean, I've done this before. It's honestly really fun. Whenever I feel anxious about something, I like to write a little note to myself saying like, you got this, like, you're smart, you studied, you got this, whatever. Or if I have a big presentation or something just coming up, it's nice to write yourself little words of encouragement and then to look at it before. And also, it's always great to look back on if you write yourself a little nice love letter or whatever. And it can make yourself feel better when you're feeling down some days. And a little mini tip. I suggest spending some time away from your phone camera or your mirror. And I think this is because, our mirrors in our rooms or in our houses, whatever, our phone, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, they make us really focus on all the things that are wrong with our face or with our body. And there's nothing wrong, and it's just little things that no one else would notice. I mean, I talked about this in my acne episode about the little mirrors, like the magnifying mirrors. I don't remember what they're called, but just how like it shows maybe how your eyebrows are uneven or you have like a few pimples. And I think that these are just little things that we really don't need to be so focused on, and that people spend too much time worrying about when they could be doing things like for fun and just being carefree. And also, I think it's important just to like just vibe out and not worry about everything so much. I mean, of course, easier said than done, but it really just makes me personally feel so much better when I don't spend so much attention to how I look like, what my outfit is, and I just do what I want to do for fun, and I just have a good time, you know? Also, another way to, like, make yourself feel better and spend some time away from social media, stop comparing yourself, is focus on some things that you care about or have a passion for. And maybe you were like me, and you're like, but Carmen, I don't really know what I'm passionate about. There's not a thing, like, I don't do dance, I'm not really good at sports or whatever. And I totally get that. I'm going to do an episode about this soon about passions and stuff about that. But I mean, just do something you like instead. If you like reading, read a book. I mean, when I was in middle school, I used to read all the time, and then freshman and sophomore year, I didn't read that much. So when I was feeling a little down, comparing myself more than normal, I picked up a book, started reading more, I've gotten into the habit, and I've been feeling better. So just do something you have a passion for. Maybe it's baking. I mean, just something you enjoy doing that's for fun. Maybe it's like coloring and like one of those meditating coloring books, or doing an at-home yoga thing. Just whatever, something that you like, something and you enjoy that's away from your phone and away from like comparison and things like that. And also, you could do a social media cleanse. And I know I talked about me doing this like freshman year and it didn't work out so well, but I think that was really important for me to see just how much I was relying on social media to talk to people, and how I needed to like actually have real conversations with everybody and not just send pictures back and forth. So if you're interested in just seeing how attached you are to your apps, your phone, I mean, of course you can solve your phone, but you can try just doing a one day a week, going off of social media, a few hours, even just an hour, whatever. And I promise you'll feel a lot better. You won't feel so like anxious or overwhelmed about the posts you need to get caught up with or all your Snapchat notifications. I think it's just important to take some time away from your phone, be with your family, FaceTime some friends, you know, whatever. Just do things that make you feel good and that make you feel better. I mean, I think it could also help if maybe you designate one day a week where you don't want to go on like Snapchat or Instagram or something. Maybe like on the weekend or on a school day that you know you have a lot of work, you don't want to go on your phone that much. So just try to do that. And you can put your phone in a different room. That helps. You can turn on screen time. You can even delete the apps if you want and then re-download them later. Whatever you want to do, I think it's all you need to like tailor it to your situation. I mean, in freshman year, I shouldn't have started with one week. I mean, I could barely do that. I could barely do a day freshman year. But I mean, I think now I probably could. And it's just about like being kind to yourself, understanding that things take time and you can't just expect yourself to, you know, be perfect all at once. And yeah, so if you're interested in that, I really suggest trying it. And even if it's not successful the first time, if you try just building a habit of spending less time on your phone, I mean, eventually you'll get better at it, as with anything, when you practice. So, I mean, yeah, if you're interested in that, then go for it. And I just want to give like some final reminders before I close up this episode, and just like things to remember in the coming week or in the near future. But just that, remember, social media is best in moderation. Again, everything needs balance. You don't want to be doing it too much. Also, you can't, if you do it too little, you're going to want to go on it more. So just try and find that happy medium for you. And that might be different from you and a family member, from me and you. I mean, my screen time's 3 hours. Yours, as I said, might be 6 hours. And maybe your happy medium is being on your phone for 4 hours, and maybe mine is being on my phone for an hour. Whatever, it's all about just whatever is working for you. And I don't think you need to compare that to what other people are doing, because of course everyone's at different stages in this process. So I mean, you know, just do whatever you feels right, whatever you want. And also, I think it's important to take breaks from social media. And as I talked about earlier, like, you can do the cleanse, or you can just even put your phone away for an hour, put it in a different room, work on some homework, whatever. Just take a break from social media, from your phone, from your laptop, and I promise you'll feel better. And I know how draining social media can be. It really takes a lot out of you. And if you take breaks from social media, or try to do a cleanse, or put your phone away from a night, I promise that you won't be missing out on anything. I mean, this was my biggest worry when I was doing my social media cleanse freshman year. I was like, what if I miss out on something? What if something big happens and I don't know about it? And I mean, this year, just not having Snapchat, I realized that honestly, nothing. If something is that big, then I'll hear about it. But like all these little things and petty drama, I really don't need to know about. And there's no point. And it's kind of just unhealthy. I mean, obsessing over that many things. And yeah, so I'm just gonna leave it off at that. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. This is just your final reminder before we close out this episode. And also, just want to remind you that self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time. So say fuck you to all the negative thoughts. And remember that you're a boss bitch. You're amazing. I love you. Check out all the links in the description of this episode too. You already know what's there. Whatever. And also, you can find some other links or stuff that I mentioned. And if you want to learn how to do your screen to make it grayscale, check out my blog post that's in the description, and make sure you're following me on Instagram at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. I mean, most of you already follow me, but I mean, if you're not, what are you doing? But anyway, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. You are amazing. You're beautiful. I hope you have the best rest of your week. Bye.